Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest up is David Visco, president of 5S Store. Welcome, David.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
And joining me is my co-host for this segment, Craig James, board chair of Vistage Worldwide. Craig, welcome.
Great to be here again.
Pleasure to have both of you on this morning. David, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your business and what it is that you do?
Yeah, great. So my wife and I founded a company back in 2006 called the 5S Store. We ran it out of our kitchen initially. What we do is we help companies increase their productivity, right, by providing solutions to help them organize their workspace. So over time, that didn't exist when we opened. There was a need for these 5S supplies, which is a methodology that Toyota introduced to the world decades ago.
And I was going to ask if there was a Japanese component or some feng shui involved in it. So
yeah, good for you. So, you know, what happened was they don't call it 5S in Japan, but the Americans got their hands on it in the 80s and they had to give it a name and whatever. So
we have to simplify everything, right?
Exactly.
We need a great acronym or something people can remember.
Exactly. And so they've made it pretty easy that way. And in order to implement 5S, you need a lot of visual aids, like floor tape, tool shadow boards, all sorts of different things. And there wasn't a website or a store for all these supplies when I was trying to implement 5S. So we just started building a website. I have no idea what we were doing. And one thing led to another. And 15 years later, here we are. I'm talking to you great folks. It's been super. So we moved out of the house to a larger house, and then from a larger house to an office finally. We have 7 employees. And we're doing pretty well. It's fantastic. And along with having an online store, we also do consulting and coaching. So I'll go out to a facility and help them implement 5S. Or if they've implemented it and it hasn't gone well, I'll help them get it going again.
That was what I was going to ask. So how much of your business is product-based versus the consulting part of it? Is it a mix? And has that mix changed in the midst of a pandemic? You know, all of those types of things.
That's a good question. Very good question. So, you know, most of our business has been product sales, but that's by choice because I'm not one that wants to travel the world being a consultant 50 weeks out of the year. But I do probably half a dozen or so a year. In 2021, I'll probably be doing a dozen or more. So we're definitely stepping that up. What happened right before COVID hit was there was actually a spike before COVID hit where people were asking me to come in and help them get 5S going. Then COVID hit and it just slowed all the way down. Nobody was traveling, of course. So we started adjusting a bit, doing more like virtual coaching and support. But now as the vaccine has, you know, is in people's minds and people feel more comfortable and they think things are going to finally turn normal, we begin a lot more requests for hands-on consulting and traveling around. Product sales, you know, for the year, they were down about 25% because of COVID compared to 2019. It could have been a heck of a lot worse for sure. Because people scaled back those type of implementations, which is ironic because actually kind of need it. You know, you need to be even more efficient, more productive as you're furloughing people and say, you know, demand is down and whatnot. But it's been an interesting ride.
So is your customer base a mix of individuals who have perhaps home offices or independent, or is it largely corporate in nature?
No, it's mostly corporate, large manufacturing companies. Actually, all sizes of manufacturing companies. We have over 25,000 customers. Just about any manufacturing company that you've heard of, we are customers for ours.
And I'm curious, how do they come to the realization that they need your products or services? Because, you know, it's not something I think the average person thinks of at the top of their head is how are we organized in our office and how are we functioning. But, you know, perhaps there's enlightened CEOs or how are people coming to you generally?
Well, truth be told, most people find us on Google. So some way or another, they've heard about 5S, and 5S is part of the lean manufacturing mindset and toolkit. So a lot of folks in the manufacturing world are familiar with lean now, whereas maybe 15 years ago, they weren't as, you know, it wasn't as popular as it is today. So now it's kind of part of the out of the glossary, if you will, for process improvement for manufacturing companies. So it's much well known.
Yeah. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you want to give us a little taste of the five S's? You want to share some of that so that people listening have some idea, and maybe if it applies to them, they just want to reach out?
Yeah. I'll give you a real quick rundown. So there's five words, like an acronym, right? So there's the first S is sort. So that's where you sort and kind of organize, get rid of everything that you don't need on the manufacturing floor. Then the next one is set and order. So that's where you organize your workspace. Use floor tape, tool shadow boards. That's where most of our business comes from. The third S is shine. So that's where you set the place up so that, let's say a piece of equipment is breaking down, but it's filthy and it might be leaking. Well, you're not going to know it's leaking because it's dirty, right? If you use shine in that case, you would clean the equipment and make it look as new as possible. And if there was a leak, it would be evident. So shine helps irregularities shine to the surface, if you will. Then you got standardized, where you put standards in place. Everybody knows exactly what's expected of them. And sustain, which is most people consider the hardest S, is keeping it going. A lot of companies start and stop 5S. Most companies start and stop, and they'll come back and do it again. So
I'd imagine that's part of building that habit, you know, making sure that it's habitual and making sure that people come back to it and it's top of mind and it's something that they instinctually do because it's a learned habit.
That's exactly what sustain is all about, is making 5S a habit. So you're not even thinking about it.
Excellent.
Some companies have also thrown a 6th S in there, us Americans again, for safety.
You need the E for excess. That's what we do. Excess.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And is it something of a philosophy that you generally see in your clients that is a top-down type of thing? So is it start at the leadership level, or is it very often somebody in a, perhaps in a manufacturing setting, a director of operations, somebody on the floor that says, hey, we got to reorganize this place. We got to see. So what is the typical entry point, or is there one?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's kind of funny, actually. A lot of it will come from CEO or president or somebody that happened to see something on the internet and say, oh, this looks cool, right? And then they just hand it on over to a middle manager, an operations manager, maybe director level and whatnot. And then they'll get the people together and then they'll shove it on people. Well, that's the wrong way. And that's why it fails all the time. The senior management needs to be heavily involved in it, not just pass it off. But then it's a grounds up methodology where the people on the production line have to be the ones that are implementing it, that are knee deep in it, that are part of it every day with the support from management. And a lot of companies kind of trip over themselves on this piece. And it's actually what I'm talking about in my next book. I do have a book and I'm in the midst of writing the second one that's going to touch specifically on that subject. So it can turn into a flavor a month type of thing if the senior execs aren't truly on board with a long-term initiation, not just a project, because you're never done. It really is a journey and you never finish.
Craig, I would imagine that's what you see a lot in your world, is flavor of the month and trying to get people focused on making sure that it's long-term sustainable programs they're putting in place.
Very true. We see it all the time. David, you've impressed me as someone who's always looking for opportunities to improve both your business and yourself. What are some of the ways you've invested in your own professional and personal development and growth?
Well, let's see. I do a lot of self-improvement training. I read a lot of books, and not only on marketing for my company and learning better tactics to help manage and help my team out, but a lot of self-improvement stuff on mindset and whatnot. And of course, Vistage. I mean, Vistage has helped me so much. I've been a member for a few years now, and it's been fantastic.
Yeah, I know you've been involved with things like Toastmasters and The One Thing, 411. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah. Well, with Toastmasters, I reached out to them because we're doing a lot more virtual training these days and webinars and that type of thing. we're actually in the midst of creating a full online 5S certification program. So I'm going to need to do a lot more video. And it's something that I know I need to continue to improve upon. So Toastmasters is certainly one thing that'll help with that. And then, you know, there's a lot going on in my business. So I've always been trying to find the best way to organize my day and all the plans that we have going on. And I found that the one thing methodology, which is a book that most people are aware of these days, works really well, whereby you really plan out your year, but you focus on just one thing as being your ultimate goal. And then you break it down to the monthly level and then the daily level, and you update it every single week. And I found that's worked really well, like keeping me on task.
So David, with all these other ways that you've invested in your business and yourself, what led you to think about a peer group?
Yeah, well, I had looked at getting into peer groups years ago just because I had heard about them. And for me, I needed to get out of my four walls, right, in my office. We're a small group, so the seven of us now, one of which is my wife and the co-founder of the company. And, you know, I had to get outside of that group to really just get new, fresh ideas. And there was another group that I had run into, and it wasn't a good fit for me. And after that, I had heard about Vistage. And I was like, okay, this sounds even better. You know, so I hooked up 2 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. The great benefit has been that, you know, when you go to our monthly meetings or we have our coaching calls or what have you, the team, the group acts like, almost like a board of directors, if you will, you know, because you can't see your own blind spots. So I need a coach just like anybody else needs a coach. Michael Jordan had a coach, right? Coaches have coaches. Everybody needs extra support because you just cannot see those blind spots when you're you know, deep into your day and whatnot. And getting together with our Vistage group helps me to be able to just see what I'm missing. And the other great thing about that is it allows you an opportunity to share. So something else I like about Vistage is I'm able to help others, right? Like I really enjoy helping others fix their problems or come up with ideas that maybe they're not thinking about too. So it's a very, you know, it's a reciprocal relationship there. It's been fantastic.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like it's a nice complement also with the type of products and services that you're providing to your clients, because your business is about continual improvement, right? About helping manufacturing enterprises and organizations organize themselves to be more productive. And it sounds like, you know, you're trying to do the same. You're working on your business rather than in your business when you're stepping out and doing things like your peer network and Vistage and things of that nature. Yeah, so it sounds like a nice compliment. It's a little bit of practicing what you preach probably to your clients as well.
Just a bit. Yeah.
Great stuff. Well, it's been wonderful learning about your business, about the 5S store. Why don't you tell our listeners if they want to get in touch with you or want to see your product lineup, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, sure. So our website is the5sstore.com. So THE, the number 5, the letter S, as in Sam, and then S again, TORE.com. You can email me at david.visco@the5sstore.com. That's V-I-S-C-O. And you can also give us a call, 978-842-4610. And either myself or my team be happy to help anybody out.
Excellent, David. One other question before we go, because this is all about entrepreneurs. Tell us about some of the lessons from 15 years ago as you think back to startup to 15 years. Congratulations on making it over many proverbial humps. You've made it past the 5-year, the 10-year, which very few businesses do. Any great words of wisdom for some budding entrepreneurs out there? Things to avoid that you wish you would have known back then, or any nuggets you can provide us?
You know, I guess one thing I would say is just learn to fight through your fears. You know, there's a lot of things that held me back. Most of it's in my mind, right? So I think working on my mindset way back then, as I do now, would have really been helpful. Because again, you can't even see what you're you know, were you tripping over yourself? So if you can get into some of the groups and get input from other folks, instead of just thinking that you're the hero because you're the entrepreneur and you know it all, be a little more humble, you know.
Great advice. Great suggestion. And also recognize that most of us are self-limiting, right? If we take the impediments away, we can do a lot. That voice in our head is full of doubt.
Yep. So absolutely.
Excellent stuff. Our guest has been David Visco, president of the 5S Store. It's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. And Craig James, board chair of Vistage Worldwide. A pleasure having you co-host as well. Great to see both of you gentlemen. I appreciate you coming on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much.
Happy to have been here again.
Great. And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.